God's grace, his mercy, and his peace to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. The word of God from John 10, we heard just a moment ago. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." This is God's word. Come on, Trin, come sit down. Come join the party. You know, sometimes, and for those of you who maybe aren't really involved in the church, you still know that there's some of these images, metaphors, pictures that we like to use in the church. And they're so well known that we don't often stop to think about what they actually mean. One of the images we use all the time as Christians is the picture of Jesus as a shepherd. And it goes back to Psalm 23, which we read together a little bit ago. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures." One of the most well-known passages there are. There's others all throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament that describe our Lord as a shepherd. And Jesus himself says, "I am the good shepherd." And actually, we usually read it as good shepherd. It probably means something more like the great shepherd, the excellent shepherd. He's the shepherd that surpasses all the other shepherds is what Jesus is saying here. And he says that he's the good shepherd because he lays down his life for the sheep. Now, I want you to think about that for a second. Why is it good if a shepherd lays down his life for the sheep? That's what Jesus says. He has sheep. He's their shepherd. He gives up his life, lays down his life for them. What good is a dead shepherd? Because you wouldn't think that that sort of shepherd who's given up his life would be able to do a whole lot for the sheep if he's dead. Well, that's what we need to remember about Jesus. He's a different kind of shepherd. He is the good shepherd, the great shepherd, the excellent shepherd. He is unlike any other shepherd. He is the sort of shepherd that by putting down his life, by laying down his life, he cares for the sheep like no one else can. You might not understand the value of someone giving up their life, laying down their life for someone else. But maybe we get glimpses of it here in this world, don't we? By all accounts, Mike was someone who was willing to put down his life for the sake of others before himself. I was visiting a little bit with Heather over the last few days and a little bit today with Dave and talking about how Mike cared so much for the needs of Sandra, perhaps even to his own detriment of his own health. And then recently that kind of manifested itself and became more serious. And maybe you can understand why Mike would be that way, and a lot of you knew him that way. Giving person, caring person who would put others before himself. And maybe we do make a little bit of sense of what Jesus is talking about. That a love can be so great that you lift up everyone else up above yourself. And your own needs, your own cares, and your own wants. That's how Jesus loved Mike. That's how Jesus has loved you. What good is a shepherd who has died if the shepherd gives his life so that the sheep can be kept in safety? Well, that's the best kind of shepherd there is. Because a shepherd would know that the most important thing there is that the sheep are kept safe. Typically, in biblical times, a shepherd didn't even own the sheep. You might have a rich landowner who would own all the land and own all the livestock, and he might hire a shepherd to look after his livestock, to look after his sheep. What kind of shepherd would lay down his life for sheep that aren't even his own? It would take an extraordinary kind of shepherd. That's the kind of shepherd that Jesus Christ is. The kind who will put down his life for people like you and me. People who are rebellious, people who are sinful, people who haven't loved God as we should. But out of great love for us, the shepherd gives his life. That shepherd, Jesus Christ, laid down his life for Mike. And he's laid it down for each and every one of you. Now, I need to tell you about a big mistake I made in the service tonight. When I plan a funeral, pick out what hymns we're going to sing, and I pick out which readings we're going to hear. And the big mistake I made is that I ended our reading from John at verse 16. Because verse 17 is the big payoff in all of this. Jesus talks about laying down his life for the sheep, and we wonder, what good does that do, Jesus? What good does death do us? I mean, we're all face to face here with death. That's what a funeral does. It makes us stare death in the face. The loss of someone who's loved, someone who was cared for, someone who was important to you. What good does that do? But then, Jesus continues talking in verse 17, the one I should have included in our bulletin. Jesus says, "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again." Jesus is the good shepherd, the one who lays down his life, but then takes his life back up. Because you see, Jesus is the kind of Savior who came so that death would not have to be the end of the story. Death is not the end. He lays down his life, but then he takes it back up. He dies, but then he lives. He gives his life into death, lays it down for Mike and for you. But he also takes his life back up. He lives again. He lives again for Mike. That promise is for Mike and for you and for me, that he has defeated death. He lives even after death, so that we, you, Mike, me, all of us, can have life and live forever. That, dear friends, makes Jesus a one-of-a-kind shepherd. No other shepherd can do such a thing for the sheep in his care. No other shepherd can give up his life and then be able to take it back up again. That is the kind of shepherd that Mike had. It's the kind of shepherd that you have. It's the kind of shepherd that Mike, whether he knew it or not, was modeling for us in his love and care for those in his life. That's the kind of love that can fill us with hope, even in the middle of grief. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, the good shepherd, has laid down his life so that he can take it up again. He who died now lives. Thanks be to God that though we die, we shall live. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.